Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Bill Schauser for Community Comment. 10 years ago, the science of aging was focused on increasing lifespans, but long life without good health is not very valuable. I would venture a guess that most of us would advocate for shifting our emphasis away from increasing lifespan to increasing health span. Just increasing lifespan puts an inevitable squeeze on the healthcare system. The squeeze comes from the positive gains in life expectancy on one side and unsustainable medical costs on the other. Our healthcare costs are substantially more per capita than the next most expensive healthcare system, Norway. And what do we get for this lavish outpouring of an estimated $3 trillion a year? In rankings by the Commonwealth Fund of 11 Western countries, the U.S. ranked last in quality and health outcomes. And over the past 15 years, preventable hospital deaths in the U.S. due to medical errors in treatment quadrupled from an estimated 110,000 to 440,000 a year. At present, the most effective way to reduce health care costs is by reducing the rate of illness. On the other hand, we could solve our health care costs by decreasing life expectancy. But I doubt that many of us would vote for that option, so let's stick to reducing the rate of illness. Fortunately, we have a mechanism in place to do this, preventive medicine, which has been a medical specialty for over 60 years, but represents less than 1% of the physician workforce. Follow the money and you'll quickly grasp why prevention isn't a major focus in our medical schools. One half of adult Americans have at least one chronic disease, and the majority of these are preventable or lessened by the adoption of healthy lifestyles, physical activity, good nutrition, a healthy weight, and the avoidance of tobacco. The adoption of these lifestyle factors alone is associated with a 93% reduced risk of diabetes, 81% reduced risk of heart attack, 50% reduced risk of stroke, and 36% reduced risk of cancer. Unfortunately, the acquisition of a positive lifestyle isn't as simple as just say no, as we have learned the hard way, but requires a concerted prevention and public health approach. We all need to accept and build a future where prevention becomes the dominant force. Waiting to get sick before going to the doctor makes no economic sense. We need a proactive and prepared healthcare system to work with health literate, motivated individuals to attain the widespread adoption of evidence-based preventive measures. Nutrition, physical activity, and stress reduction should be the backbone of a truly integrative, prevention-focused healthcare system. Without it, healthcare costs will continue to climb, while paradoxically, the health of the nation suffers. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.